You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Connection Podcast. This is Javier.
And I'm Danielle.
And we are so excited to be here. This is the month of December. This is Christmas time. Last week, we gave you our favorite Christmas movies. So we've been cranking through some of those Christmas movies this week. And hopefully you have been as well. And so we wanted to keep that going this week. And we wanted to talk a little bit about our favorite Christmas songs and snacks. We've got just a couple of weeks until Christmas Day. And so, of course, leading up to that always is songs, snacks, movies. Hopefully you're taking at least some time off from work this season. Kids are out of school. And so, of course, songs, snacks, and something to watch has been on our podcast episodes the last couple of weeks. And so we wanted to kind of keep it going. So we wanted to talk about songs first. Danielle, I know that you have some very particular tastes in music.
Oh, really?
And I think that's great. So I wanted to let you start and we can kind of just keep it going.
Well, I don't know how particular, quote unquote, my taste in music is, but I am excited because I just got two vinyls in last week for Christmas time.
Okay, I'm but very... that's not particular at all. Just in 2022, you're holding two 33 records in your hand. So, but go ahead. Let's make sure.
So, Bing Crosby
yes.
and Nat King Cole.
Nice.
Christmas classics. Okay. So, these came in last week. I was super excited to find them. And yes, I do love listening to our vinyls. It's something just special about it. Several years ago, a woman gave us a classic, old, wonderful record player.
Yeah, one of the big cabinet style, right?
Yeah.
That's the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a cabinet style with the old school, I don't know what you call them, vacuum tubes for the sound. And so that was our first...
kind of like our first introduction into
first record player together,
getting into
awesome.
Record playing. I had seen it both at my both sets of my grandparents' house growing up. I never really saw them get turned on, but they were there, and I thought it was cool. And then, like I said, several years ago, a woman gifted us with one of hers, which was super cool. And that was back when we lived in the cabin by the lake off of Hutchison Road here in Tampa.
If you're a OG fan and friend of the Mendozas, you'll remember that. You've probably been there.
Yep.
There was a short list of people who were invited there. No, not really invited, but you know, a short list of people who actually accepted an invitation to there. So you'll remember that. Shout out to some of our OG friends.
Yes. So since then, we've had a few record players. That one was probably one of the coolest ones just because it was a old-time classic.
Yeah.
And it was a gift, which was really cool. But when we moved to Honduras for the second time, we needed to re-gift that to someone else. That was not a piece of furniture we could take with us in that move, so we didn't get to keep it once we did make that move. But since then, you and Sage have replaced that for me with a more portable size record player.
Yes.
So that's the one we have here in our living room now.
Suitcase style.
Yep. Tabletop.
Tabletop, definitely much more portable and easy to use. And also is in this century because it connects to Bluetooth. So we can also listen to it wherever we are in the house.
Yes.
Awesome.
And then just to kind of add to that, my mom this year for my birthday got me my second record player, which is in the room we affectionately call our Florida room.
Yes.
So,
which is nice to have multiple record players throughout the house. I think it's nice. It's like a collector's item anyway. And then, of course, collecting albums over the years has also been really fun because we collect, you know, albums from more recent new genres of music, even friends of ours who have recorded on vinyl in the past couple of years, all the way back to Bing Crosby.
Right.
We're talking 60s and 70s music here that was recorded.
Well, but, it still sounds amazing. So Bing just sounds wonderful singing Winter Wonderland and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Christmas classics.
Do You Hear What I Hear, just to name a few. Of course, Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy. And then Nat King Cole's the same way. It's just classic. Those vocals are just incredible. The way he sings Silent Night and Oh Holy Night, Deck the Hall. All of those, these are just amazing, and they stand on their own, but then to have it on vinyl and to get to hear it that way is just awesome, because it's actually, it sounds a little less produced that way. It doesn't sound as perfect as when you just listen to music from your phone.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's a few like little idiosyncrasies that come with the vinyls, and I appreciate that, I like it.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I think it adds to the nostalgia of Christmas. It makes you feel like, you know, I don't know, it's just fun to kind of gather around, get a little bit a ways away from the newer digital technologies and kind of go back to an old school analog style, which is kind of fun. It's always amazed me. I think it's amazing both how vinyl is pressed, but then it's also amazing how a CD was ever made. And now we can have 10,000 songs on our phone.
Yeah.
And then access to millions more via streaming.
Obviously, for plane rides, I'm very grateful that I can carry my music on my phone.
And don't have to carry your record player.
I mean, I wouldn't mind, but I don't know about the people, you know, in the seats in front of me and behind me.
I feel like with turbulence, the needle might skip more.
Yeah, it might be more complicated.
Okay, so those are two great records, two great albums. I have to jump forward a little bit. Well, no. I'll stay in the mode because Eartha Kitt is queen forever of jazz music, those old song, just sort of standards. And Eartha Kitt, I know this may be a controversial one, but Santa Baby is still going to be forever. One that, if it comes on during Christmas, is very nostalgic, very awesome. We've had Eartha Kitt's records and albums before, and I think started listening to that a long time ago from my father's influence of, you know, just those, like I said, those standards of, just great, you know, band leaders and songs, people that were in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s eras.
Well, that's the thing. When people have talent, it doesn't matter what era they're from.
They can span. Now we've got a 12-year-old who also enjoys new vinyls and enjoys some of our old classics, Miles Davis, things like that. But to stay on the Christmas theme, Santa Baby, still one of my favorite classics.
Around the Christmas Tree. It's like one of my all-time favorites.
I think that's an amazing one. Trying to think about
it's just so fun, has so much energy, and it truly makes you excited for those holiday parties.
One person who sounds like they were born in the 40s, Michael Bublé, has a really nice, awesome voice and lends it to It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's amazing when that pops on.
For sure.
There's a radio station here locally that plays pretty much 24/7 Christmas music right now. But then you have to listen to like 11 minutes of ads in between the sets. So we usually kind of have that pumping. And then when the ads come on, sorry, advertisers and copywriters, we turn it off.
Yeah, completely.
And sit in silence until we feel like, okay, now we're probably back into it. But they've been playing a lot.
I've got 30 years of practice doing that.
Yeah, tuning
I've been
out.
Been turning that off since I was at least 5.
Right. Michael Bublé, White Christmas, another money one. Jingle Bell Rock, did you say that one already?
Well, I said Rockin' Around the Christmas
Tree. Oh, yeah.
Tree,
but I always Jingle get Bell those Rock confused. Is awesome. For some reason, I get those confused, but that's
they're both fire.
Another old school 1957 hit. And then Mariah
and for
Carey.
For any old school people listening, fire just means it's awesome.
Yeah. The one
Sage teaches me all the new ways of saying things and what they actually mean. She breaks it down for me.
Yeah, for sure. You already said Silent Night, Bing Crosby. I was trying to think, the Jackson 5. You know, they put
they're a classic for everything.
Yeah, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah.
There's one that I was playing earlier, but I can't remember what it was. But yeah, those, now jumping into, what would that be? Probably 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
So we're kind of getting closer. but those 80s songs too, like Wham.
Yeah.
What's it called? The one that we just played and you said it's trash.
Oh gosh, the Last Christmas I Gave You My Heart.
Yeah, Last Christmas by Wham.
Hate that song.
That one was funny.
It's hard for me to listen to that at all.
That one's definitely hard to listen to. And then the other one that's funny to listen to is, what's that one? Do They Know It's Christmas Time? Something like that.
Oh yeah, that one. What is that one called? Interesting. That one, I think, is the idea.
Maybe that's
was,
what it's called. Is Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yeah, I think the idea was probably good. The
well, it was a charitable. Yeah, that's the point. Is that it was a fundraiser.
Right.
For I think.
Africa.
Yeah, for Ethiopia, for something like a famine.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the idea of it, which is great.
Right.
Because they were raising money for, you know, the people that were affected by that crisis. But some of the lyrics are really kind of funny and
cringy.
Obviously, you the visual of having the people with the headphones singing into the old mics, and they got all these different celebrities to sing different parts.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like, I think we talked about Christmas movies last week.
Yeah.
And I think there's a Christmas movie that kind of plays on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the Christmas movie, but it kind of goes along with that, where they're trying to get all the celebrities to kind of more or less remake that.
Yeah.
And then obviously that song also comes up in Daddy's Home 2, where that becomes one of the big strong guy's favorite Christmas songs. So it's kind of like juxtaposition between this, I think it's John Cena, the big wrestler guy.
Yeah.
And he starts crying because that's his favorite song. And he's worried about the kids in Africa not having Christmas.
It was a good intention, but definitely has some... It could be revamped a bit.
Could be revived. Maybe we could work with that a little bit. But I think that's a funny Christmas song that comes on the radio all the time. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, that one's fun.
For our Espanol-speaking listeners. that also is another classic that when that comes on, I'll probably turn that one up because I think it's funny. what's another one, babe? Oh, I mentioned, who do you call her? Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Because she always, she's, I think for a certain generation, she's like the Christmas queen of this newish generation. So she's got some fire hits for Christmas. Who else?
Well, we're into this generation now, so you've stumped me.
Yeah. We've already passed the classic 70s songs.
Well, I did see something about Meghan Trainor having a Christmas album.
Is that like a new one coming out?
I don't know. I don't know if it's new right now or just newish, comparatively speaking.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm doing some cheating because I never remember the names of songs. But Someday at Christmas by Stevie Wonder.
Oh yeah, that's
is another classic that's still
really
60s.
Yeah.
Silent Night. You know, any of the classic Christmas songs. But sung by, you know, whether they're older, the Temptations, or whether it's like newer, Michael Bublé and Mariah Carey, and who are some of the younger ones too? Like, I feel like, does Taylor Swift do a Christmas album? Or
maybe, I'm not sure.
I feel like that would be something that would be, should be.
Yeah, we should
allowed.
Petition that if she doesn't.
Yeah, I feel like she probably does do some. And then, what was the other song that we just talked about the other day? Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Oh, Santa Baby.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, just your classic Jingle Bells.
Yeah, Jingle Bells. Some of the Christmas choir songs, or what do you call them? Like.
What about the song that you and Sage were on the fence on? It's from the Grinch soundtrack. It was pretty, I don't know, I liked it, but you guys seemed a little skeptical of it.
Can you pull it up? Maybe we can have a second to hear it. And who's on that one?
Tyler, the Creator.
Nice. Okay, yeah, so that one came on in between all of our other classic Christmas hits, and it sounded a little bit different than what we were expecting. So that's Tyler, the Creator. That's a kind of a funny addition to the Grinch movies, and so that was kind of an updated thing, which we thought was just funny. And I do think that's funny too, like the Christmas playlists that Danielle will put on will span from the 40s, 50s, and 60s through the new stuff. And then every once in a while something like that will pop in and it's just like, wait, what a minute, what is this? I usually like to stick to one genre or one generation at a time. So if we're listening to the old Christmas classics like Bing Crosby, then I like to finish the music session.
I like to do the whole mashup.
Within that. Danielle does the mashups anytime she's in charge of the playlist, whether it's Christmas time music or not. So I think that's funny that she will go from all the genres, all the generations, male, female, all the different vocalists, and it's kind of funny. But yeah, so Christmas songs. We also wanted to kind of just take a minute because, of course, Christmas songs and movies go well with Christmas snacks.
Oh, yeah.
So we wanted to make sure and at least touch on that because if you haven't already had a Christmas party, Christmas gathering, even if it's just you, yourself, and, you know, what is it, me, myself, and I?
Yeah.
Even if it's just by yourself hanging out Christmas time, you should definitely have some good snacks around. So what are your favorite snacks? Specifically Christmas time. I know snacks are, we live on snacks in between,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, I love snacks in general.
If we're, you know, doing something around the house or we're working or we're doing whatever, then it's like, you know, definitely have to have something in.
Well, I think one that we usually reserve for Christmas time seems to be the hot jelly.
Oh yeah,
like
I forgot about that.
Like over cream cheese with crackers.
Yeah, we
haven't
done
that. We could technically do that any time of year, but we don't. We only do it around Christmas time, and I really like that snack.
Yeah, the spicy. So how?
Like spicy sweet jelly.
Spicy sweet jelly. So it's usually like a fruit jelly.
Yeah.
That then has added
like
habaneros
or
something
like
jalapenos.
That. Yeah.
And then over like a soft cream cheese, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could probably do any kind of cheese, but cream cheese is pretty popular for that.
I think that's what we've done. And then crackers.
Yeah.
Or warm bread.
Yeah.
I don't know, crackers kind of usually seems like that needs a little bit stiffer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so that's pretty nice. That's fire jelly, spicy jelly. If you have a spicy jelly that you want to share with us, that'd be great. We'll taste test it.
Totally.
For this time of year especially. Charcuterie boards, we talked about that last week because we also had friends in a couple of weeks ago that we like to share that with. So that's, you know, the basically it's a grown-up, what's that little snack called? Like a Lunchable.
Lunchable, yeah.
Little cuts of meat, little cuts of cheese.
It's delicious.
On our elevated boards, we put some fruits, nuts, honey, spicy honey again. That's another spicy, there's a trend for sure with us.
Yeah.
spicy honey sometimes is really nice. What's your favorites to go on the charcuterie board?
My favorite is goat cheese,
yeah,
sharp cheddar cheese, smoked Gouda, brie.
Soft brie though. I think the brie that we got, we were all kind of like not excited about one time.
Yeah.
But brie has to be pretty soft and pretty easy to eat.
Yeah. Of course I like a good spicy cheese if we can find one. So cheese, I'm all about the cheese. And then I like to do the crisps.
The really, really thin wafer like ones, right?
Yeah, I like those, and then I also like the classic car, you know, just
water
white
cracker,
water
crackers. Like
yeah, I think that's those are really
like
great. And then, of course, the salami's like, I like the peppered salami the best. That's one of my favorites.
For sure. The real thin sliced ones too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those. I like the smoky ones, the prosciutto or something that's kind of like, you know, more, I don't know, seems aged, something like that, but.
Yeah, and then of course, quality olives.
Yes.
I can't just have any olives, they have to be delicious.
Yes. What about stuffed olives?
I do like stuffed olives.
Yeah.
But only with certain things.
Yeah. The ones that we had one time. Anchovy stuffed, I think, right?
Yeah.
Those are pretty decent.
Yeah.
Spicy olives, amazing again.
Garlic stuffed olives.
The garlic ones,
pretty good.
Yeah.
I do like pits in my olives though, so they either have to be
funny,
stuffed,
right?
Or I want the pit in still.
Yeah, that's funny.
I always think they taste better.
Those are teeth breakers, honey. Yeah, but the pitted olives, they do have a different taste. I don't feel like they taste as pungent or strong.
Yeah.
As the ones that still have their pits with them. So that's kind of a funny preference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, other snacks, other big snacks or meals?
Well, right now I'm drinking peppermint mocha creamer in my coffee.
That's a 1 month a year situation.
Yeah, it's really good though.
That's good.
It's kind of, you know, signaling that Christmas is coming.
Exactly. Yeah, the snacks around this year definitely get pretty sugary.
Oh, yeah.
As well, so it lends for pies and cookies and
yeah.
cookie decorating. I know we usually do that a couple of times a season. We've done that with your family, and we've done a couple of different things around that as well, like you know, just from baking, break and bake,
yeah.
easy, simple
yeah.
sugar cookies to, I know that there's a couple of recipes that you use every year.
Yeah.
We have some family recipes that have been handed down for some sugar sweets that are always crowd pleasers.
Yeah.
So those are always kind of fun. I'm more like a savory, salty snack person. Have we ever made the Chex Mix? I know that that's a classic for a lot of people during Christmas.
I don't think we have.
It's kind of like a warm Chex Mix with a little spicy something on
yeah.
it. If you have a recipe for that, send that to me, because I don't really know how to make that. We don't really even eat Chex Mix ever.
No.
But I think that's one good snack that we've had around the holidays. There's a lot of debate on what this one is called, but it's like puppy chow.
Yeah, that was,
you remember that?
That's delicious. I don't know how to make that either, but it's really good.
I don't know if that's the official name or if that was an adopted name.
Yeah.
But that's basically what, like a
it's
chocolate
like
covered
sugar over Chex or something.
Yeah,
I
but
know.
With chocolate, I think
yeah.
maybe mixed in somehow.
And maybe some pretzels or something.
So those are, that's a kind of an interesting sweet and somewhat, you know, it's not semi-sweet maybe snack. And what about Christmas meals? Like, I know that Christmas meals, we just had Thanksgiving, so we did the traditional, we talked about that on the podcast.
Yeah.
We did the traditional turkey, ham, green bean casserole, my favorite.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie, pecan pie. So we did that kind of classic traditional Thanksgiving dinner. And for Christmas, I know a lot of people do, sometimes if they didn't do a ham for Thanksgiving,
yeah.
the Christmas ham comes out.
Yeah.
But what are some of the other things that we've done over the years for Christmas dinner?
Well, I feel like for Christmas dinner, we've kind of done something very similar to what we do for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I think on Christmas Eve is when we've mixed it up in the past, and we've done like tamales
yeah.
and queso and fresh guacamole and
carnitas.
Yeah, carnitas.
Yeah, I think that's always been kind of a fun thing. I don't know if that's, I guess a lot of people grew up eating Mexican food around the holidays.
Yeah. That's another classic comfort
food. That's a classic comfort food anyway all year long.
Yeah.
But for some reason around Christmas time, the spicy tamales and, you know,
yeah.
brisket and...
And we've created a really good queso con carne recently.
Yes.
So we might have to work that into the rotation for Christmas Eve this year.
Yes, for sure. Danielle actually doctored up a store-bought queso, so that was actually kind of cool because we bought it in a pinch, thinking it would be quicker and easier, and then we're just like, nah.
It was underwhelming.
It was very underwhelming, not tasty at all. Not, I mean, it was almost just like, why did we do that? But Danielle saved the day and saved the dinner, and it was actually, that was a perfect addition to that, so that was kind of fun. So yeah. Christmas time, Christmas Eve, Mexican food usually wins. And then Christmas Day, I mean, usually we, I don't know, we've kind of gone back and forth from having a big meal and just having
mm-hmm.
more snack foods and more different, you know, things like that. I remember one Christmas, I don't know, it was many, many years ago, but we actually did Chinese food on Christmas Day. And then we've done... you know, steaks, just grilling out. In Florida, it's a lot easier to do stuff like that because it doesn't necessarily feel like winter
yeah.
in December.
Not
and
at
so
all.
cooking outside is still appropriate and still fun. So also grilled things like that sometimes come into it. There's another funny Christmas, or I don't know, just family gathering tradition that we've done before. And they're the bacon wrapped jalapenos.
Oh yeah, those are really good.
Those are sometimes in some circles affectionately called
rats.
And so those are basically sliced jalapenos, full whole jalapenos. This family does not take out the seeds or the stems.
We look for the hot ones.
We look for the hot ones. We have a secret family way of looking for hot jalapenos, because of course you can't really cut into them in the, you know, shopping center in the Publix aisles. But we usually look for the ones that don't look as polished. They're not as green. We kind of laugh and joke and say that they actually look angry.
Yeah.
Before you buy them. And those usually turn out to be the hottest. So if you need a tip, that's usually the ones that you would normally, most people would discard because they look like they have a few flaws in them.
Yeah.
But those are usually the ones that are the hottest. So that's a
pro tip. And the fresher they are, the least hot they're gonna be.
Yeah, that's a pro tip for you. So even if you get them home and you leave them on the counter a day or so, they'll get a little bit hotter. And it's before they get too soft, before they get squishy and the seeds have turned black.
Right.
You don't want to do that. But anyways, the jalapenos, sliced, add Colby Jack cheese.
And cream cheese.
Add cream cheese, wrap it in bacon.
Yep.
Grill those suckers in the oven or on the outside grill. And that's a really delicious bite. Very spicy, so it's not for the
faint. It's a heart stopper for sure.
Not for the faint at heart, yeah. That's why this is limited down to a seasonal type thing.
Yeah.
But those are another fun family snack that we've had before. What else?
Well, popcorn year round, but.
Yeah, popcorn is fun. I know that some people put popcorn on a string and put it on their tree. I think Charlie Brown started that maybe in the Peanuts movies. But popcorn as a snack anytime is amazing. Do you like sweet or salty popcorn?
Well, I like salty popcorn, but, well, yeah, I like salty popcorn made with coconut oil, which does actually lend a touch of sweetness, but it's very subtle.
Well, I've seen people dump like candies or Reese's or something like that.
That's not as much my jam.
And caramel corn.
Yeah, but there is a popcorn that they sell at Trader Joe's. Like the kettle corn that they sell there is really good because it's not overly sweet.
Yeah.
But it is meant to be consumed as a sweet snack, and that is really delicious. But I don't get that often.
Yeah.
We're never really around a Trader Joe's.
No. Mostly I like salt and popcorn.
Yeah.
And that's about it. No added butter. We don't, you know, I know people like to do that sometimes too, but it doesn't need it.
No.
Coconut oil, corn, salt, enjoy.
Exactly.
So those are some snacks that we usually put together with our amazing list of Christmas movies. If you missed that episode, that was just last week. So you might want to go check that out and see if you have any Christmas movies to add to that. If you're listening to Christmas music in between listening to our podcasts, let us know what is your favorite Christmas song of the season. And tell us maybe how many times you've already listened to it this year. We appreciate you listening. We just thought we'd have some fun with the last couple of episodes of the year talking about Christmas time. It's one of the most special times of the year. We hope that you're spending it with those that you love, those in your family that that you care for. Christmas is all about relationships and just loving each other. And so
songs and movies and snacks bring us together.
And those are the things that we get to enjoy together. So we love doing that. That's what our family's doing right now during this season. And we hope that you are as well as we finish out this year. So thanks again for listening to the Connection Podcasts. And we will see you again next week.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
you filthy animals.